they gave her a production lead. She was as proud as a girl.
Working women in the 21st century. Not a happy song, really.
Rosie, the Riveter.
It took a war to get Rosie on the assembly line to replace the male soldiers off to fight. The war ended, and so did those opportunities. Two-thirds of all women remain in lower-paid professions, a narrow 5% of the job categories. The recession may be an opportunity. Recruiting Rosie in a post-Riveter economy. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, June 8th, a discussion of women in the workplace later on in the hour. But we begin with the biggest headlines of the day. Lynn Scherr is in with me all week for Celeste. Good morning, Lynn.
Morning, John. I'm flexing my Rosie muscle here. Lynn, not the Riveter. On to the headlines. Let's check with the morning's top news. On the 50th day of the Gulf oil leak, President Obama shows his anger.
I don't sit around just talking to experts because this is a college seminar. We talk to these folks because they potentially have the best answers, so I know who's asked to kick.
In an interview that airs next hour on NBC News, the president defends his response to the spill, saying he went to the Gulf region a month ago, long before the pundits showed up. As for the state of the spill, officials say the cap is capturing 500,000 gallons a day. Depending on the estimate, that means anywhere from 1 to 2/3 of the leaking oil is now being siphoned to the surface. But Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen tells us we should take those numbers with a grain of salt.
We still haven't established what the flow rate is. That is the big unknown that we're trying to hone in and get the exact numbers on.
Admiral Allen calls the slick, quote, an enemy that changes, unquote, because it's broken up into thousands of patches of oil going in different directions.
Elections today in 12 states. 11 of those states have primaries, picking the Democrat and Republican candidates that will face off in the fall. Joining us is Ian Milchrist, executive producer of KNPR's State of Nevada public radio program. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
So in Nevada, you've got a wild, divided Republican primary. Does that mean big Democrat Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid, is sitting pretty this morning?
He sure thinks so. He's seen the Tea Party candidate surge in the last few weeks, and she is the candidate that he really wants to face. In fact, one Democratic consultant said that the Reid camp would be dancing in the streets if Sharon Angle's elected tonight.
Well, Ian Milchrist, stay with us. We'll find out why Harry Reid loves the Tea Party so much in just a moment.
In Afghanistan, the fighting is becoming deadlier by the day. Insurgents killed 12 NATO troops yesterday, 7 of them American. And already today, 2 more American soldiers were killed. The Taliban are stepping up their attacks ahead of a major NATO operation in Kandahar this summer. And this comes as a new report finds U.S. Marines are attempting suicide at a record pace. According to the Marine Corps, 89 Marines have tried to kill themselves so far this year. At that rate, there could be more than 210 attempted suicides this year. There were a record 164 attempts last year. And in Washington, the White House is directing federal agencies to cut 5% of their budgets this year. The Washington Post reports the agencies are being told to identify programs that do little to advance the president's agenda.
Budget cuts are the focus of protests in Spain this morning for different reasons. Public sector workers have begun a strike in protest of a 5% pay cut that goes into effect this month. The cuts are part of a package to reduce Spain's budget deficit, currently running at over 11%. Today's protest could be a run-up to the full general strike. Asian markets are up. European indices are down, though, partly on the Spain news. Futures on Wall Street are flat. The Dow gets underway at 9,816. The S&P opens at 1,050, and the NASDAQ begins at 2,173. Coming up, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about how a majority of working women work in a minority of professions. And in a few minutes, politics around the nation, but we're going to cover some state elections happening in Arkansas and Nevada. That's coming right up. Anger in a couple of places, more than a couple.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.